From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. NATO says it's investigating whether a coalition airstrike mistakenly hit a group of opposition fighters in Libya. There are reports that at least 10 rebels died, but that's not confirmed. The BBC's John Line has been gathering details.
The attack happened late on Friday night. A convoy of four or five vehicles carrying rebel fighters, including an ambulance, was close to the front line of the oil town of Brega when it was fired on by a NATO warplane. Witnesses have seen a number of burnt-out vehicles, though the exact number of casualties is still to be confirmed. It appears that the NATO plane attacked after someone in the convoy fired an anti-aircraft gun into the air, perhaps just out of indiscipline or because the rebel fighters themselves felt under threat. So, in the confusion of war, it seems that NATO has attacked the very people it was working to protect.
The BBC's John Line reporting from Benghazi. Nuclear safety officials in Japan say a crack that's been found in a concrete maintenance pit could explain the high radiation levels found in the seawater near Japan's crippled nuclear power plant, but they can't yet say that for certain. The operator of the plant is preparing to pour concrete into the pit in an effort to stop the leak. The Obama administration is cheering this week's jobs report. The government says the economy added 216,000 jobs last month. Here's NPR Scott Horsley.
Private employers were adding to their payrolls in a wide variety of industries last month, more than offsetting continued layoffs by state and local governments. White House economic advisor Austin Goolsbee says private employers have now added 1.8 million jobs in the last 13 months, and the jobless rate has fallen to its lowest level in 2 years.
You know, we still got a long way to go if the unemployment rate is 8.8%, but this is clearly the path we want to be taking.
The stock market rallied on Friday's jobs news as the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 57 points. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq is claiming responsibility for this week's bloody attack on a local government building. NPR's Mike Schuster reports the attackers were fewer than previously thought.
A statement released on Al-Qaeda in Iraq's website claimed that five suicide bombers carried out the operation against the Tikrit Provincial Council building. Earlier reports indicated there were 10 or 12 insurgents. The attack was carried out with precision planning. In all, it is now believed 57 people died in the attack, and some 100 were injured. Most of the dead were security forces. Some were local politicians who were attending a meeting. The attackers used a car bomb, grenades, and eventually their suicide belts to kill as many people as they did. They also burned the bodies of some of their victims. Members of parliament and Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki himself have called for an investigation. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.
In Afghanistan, more protests against a Florida church's burning of the Quran. At least five civilians are dead in Kandahar, and NATO says it repelled a suicide attack today in the capital of Kabul. The Taliban denies it was behind yesterday's attack on a UN compound. This is NPR. Federal officials say a fuselage rupture that forced a Southwest Airlines jet to make an emergency landing in Yuma, Arizona, was a mechanical failure and not an act of terror. A large hole that opened on top of the Boeing 737 led to a loss of cabin pressure and a rapid descent from 36,000 feet. One passenger says you could see the sky through the hole. No serious injuries were reported among the 118 people aboard, although some passengers passed out. Both Kentucky and Tennessee have turned over to the government their supplies of a key drug used in lethal injections. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports supplies of the drug have been called into question since a U.S. company stopped manufacturing it.
In March, the DEA seized Georgia's supply of sodium thiopental after lawyers raised questions about whether officials broke the law when they imported it from England. Now, Kentucky officials who bought some of Georgia's drugs say they've handed over their supply to federal officials, and Tennessee did the same. Officials in both states say they're cooperating with the DEA, that the drugs were turned over as evidence in another jurisdiction, but they would not say where. At least half a dozen states began searching for the drug out of the country after the only U.S. manufacturer stopped making it. Attorneys in several states claim the drugs were illegally imported. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Japanese automaker Toyota has won the first jury verdict over the sudden acceleration issues that have plagued the company. A federal judge in New York says Toyota is not responsible for causing a crash back in 2005 that the driver said was caused by defects in his car's floor mats or its electronic throttle system. Toyota faces hundreds of other lawsuits over the issue. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.